Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to learn about a fantastic promotional campaign that shows how sometimes the most successful campaigns happen in a very short period of time without a whole lot of pre-planning, and they just work out great. In this case, we're going to talk about the New Holland Voice of the Next Gen contest. This involved people entering the contest by singing about 30 seconds of a Florida Georgia Line song called Dirt, one of their big hits. And it all comes about through a tweet from one of the lead singers, Tyler Hubbard. So we're going to listen to Mark Hooper and Don Pilon from New Holland talk about how this campaign came together. And then we're going to hear from Tyler Hubbard himself, who I met this past weekend while we were in Hershey, Pennsylvania, to visit with him, with the winners from the contest, and see the band's performance. I'm going to just throw out a couple questions here because we're kind of, I guess, at the culmination of the Next Generation contest. Who wants to tell me a little bit about this contest and how it came to be?
Sure, Chuck. I'll tell you the genesis of it. Tyler Hubbard reached out to us last year, expressing his interest in New Holland and wanting a New Holland tractor for his use. And from there, a partnership began. Just partnering with Tyler to extend some things that he could bring to the table with concert tickets and a personal meet and greet. We began a contest out there for people that were interested in agriculture and country music. And we put it out there mostly through social media. And we had five winners in the contest, and we were going to bring them here to Hershey, Pennsylvania, where the Florida Georgia Line tour is taking place. And we have all the winners here, and we have some of our customers here from the Pennsylvania area working with our three dealers, and everybody's here to have a great time.
Well, you mentioned social media. I think it's really interesting how you got in contact, or why, really, with Tyler to start with.
Yeah, actually, he tweeted us. He took a picture of one of our T5 product brochure, and he sent it, tweeted it out to us and said, only if one could wish. So we're glad to make it happen.
Well, Mark, it looks like it is happening because, as Dawn said, we have the winners from the contest. Tell me a little bit about, did you get a lot of people enter? Was it hard to filter it down to five? And how would you describe, the quality of the entries you got?
Well, it's kind of interesting because it's exciting to see how people engage in something like this. And I think this is something that, New Holland does differently. And we connect with customers and people in a different way. And there was quite a few people that entered, lots of different ranges, it's interesting to see some of the creativity that people brought to the table. And that's what it's all about. It's about being individual, independent-minded, and putting yourself out there, and that's what our brand has been for 120 years, and it's part of the Next Gen that we've been promoting. So it's 120 years for the Next Gen. So we're really focused on what we can do to bring the next generation along in this industry of agriculture, and the contest was perfect to help promote that and do that.
And when you mention generations, New Holland's been around a lot of generations, about 120 years maybe?
Exactly. Thanks for that lead-in, Chuck. New Holland was started 120 years ago by Abe Zimmerman, and the celebration that we're taking all year long, 120 years, really focuses on what's really brought us to this point, what has made us what we are from a historical legacy standpoint, where we are today, and then how that projects out in the future. And it's all about innovation. It's all about great products. But more importantly, it's that expertise and service around how to help make our customers more productive, more efficient in the field so that they can accomplish the things that they're trying to get done. And that's what 120 years is all about, and it's really focused forward in the next generation, bringing that legacy that New Holland has in the industry.
Well, Don, you must have a very smart team to have been able to put together this whole thing and just the whole thing being in about 6 weeks.
Yeah, it was a quick ramp up and a quick launch to the contest, but that's the beauty of social media and digital. You can get things like this up and running fairly quickly, and you can be reactive and proactive at the same time, and do it pretty cost effectively as well. And we look at this as a beginning for additional things like this. We're about to launch our next social media contest to kick off the season of the first cut. So we are asking our hay growers out there to send us an image of their first cut, and they can submit that photo at nhfirstcut.com and share their first cut with us. We're going to be awarding 7 balers across North America for use of 1 year, and we're excited to see what kind of creativity comes across in this next campaign.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I'm just, start thinking right away what kind of images you might actually get of a first cut, but that's just launching, isn't it?
Correct. It's launching next week. We're right into the tip off of everybody starting their first cut, and so we're getting all the creative and all of the website, everything up and running for next week, and it's going to be exciting. Yeah, so anybody can submit an image of them getting ready for their first cut, in the process of cutting, process of baling. It'll be exciting to see what we get.
See, listeners, you thought you were just going to hear an interview about Tyler Hubbard, Florida Georgia Line, Next Generation. We got new stuff here. We just learned. This is hot off the press from New Holland. Well, anything else about this contest and having Tyler Hubbard here himself? Seemed like a great guy. Got to talk to him. He grew up just probably a couple miles from where my brother lives. I have a godson who's just hating life right now because he's not here with me, but but I'm sending him text every once in a while just to fan that flame a little bit,
awesome.
But anything else about, this is the culmination of this contest.
Yeah, it's been exciting. We definitely achieved, what we were looking to do with New Holland and Tyler Hubbard. I think we've entrenched ourselves in his heart. He speaks very highly of the brand, and he's getting more and more into, it sounds like, growing his own vegetables and so forth. So that's an exciting thing for us to see him embrace his own form of agriculture as well.
I heard he needs a pretty good skid steer loader. Maybe a super boom would be pretty nice, but... who knows what he'll tweet out next, okay? So I guess be prepared. Thanks, both of you. Thanks for having me here and meet these great people that you got put together from all over the country and Canada as well. So let's listen now to Tyler and some of his thoughts about wanting to be involved with New Holland and using their equipment. And I think he has a nice message for U.S. farmers and ranchers. Tyler, it's great to meet you here at this... performance you're about to do tonight, but with a little VIP action with New Holland folks. Tell me just a little bit about yourself and where you're from for people that don't might kind of like to know a little bit.
Yeah, man, I grew up in Georgia and moved to Nashville when I was 18 and lived there and went to college and kind of pursued songwriting and met BK, and one thing kind of led to the next, and here we are, man. We're here tonight playing a show in Pennsylvania. I think we're in Pennsylvania, right?
I hope so.
But yeah, man, it's been a fun road, fun journey, and been very blessed and got a lot of awesome people supporting us and working hard for us.
Yeah, as I've looked, try to learn a bit more myself before we got to meet here, you certainly have some great fans out there, it sounds like.
Absolutely, man. Our fans are super loyal and passionate, man, and they really do inspire us every day, and they continue to blow our mind with all the support and the passion, man. It's awesome.
What drew you to New Holland? I guess the need of a tractor, right?
Yeah, man, I got a farm in Nashville, and just like the brand, there's a lot of New Holland dealers, in Nashville area, so it worked out great for me, and I kind of wanted a bigger tractor, and I knew New Holland was one of the best, so it just worked out great, and it's been a pleasure working with them.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you know, you probably went to your local dealer, but you've, I think, had a chance or will here to meet some of the staff from headquarters here in North America, too.
That's cool.
What's it been like to work with this company?
It's been great, man. I mean, even all the way, like you said, to the local dealers, man, and they've been super helpful. And, you know, especially I just bought my or just got my first tractor. So there's a lot to learn, and they've been super helpful. And they're super close by the house, so it works out great. And anything we need, they're always there for us. And just a good brand, you know, and it's exciting and feels good to be a part of something that, you know, to be a part of a good brand.
They got a couple pieces here on the lot. What do you think you need most, like this souped-up fast forward here? Or
I probably need that little loader, man. I need that little skid steer loader they got, so... Maybe I'll work on getting me one of those, but that'd be perfect for the motocross track.
I think there's somebody here that would be happy to talk about that.
We'll figure it out.
Before we go, you know, New Holland makes all kinds of equipment, but, you know, they're long known for what they produce for the farmers and ranchers of America. Any kind of message for the folks that are out on the farm that you might send to them, thinking about, I know that a lot of them are in your audience.
Yeah, I just say a lot of love and respect to you guys that, you know, are farming, working hard, and, you know, working off the ground, the land, and I think that's kind of a lost art, and I think a lot of our food especially is controlled by other people and other things, and I think the people that are farming land, farming good crops, there's a lot to be said for that and doing it the right way, so... you know, a lot of love and respect for them, and we wouldn't have what we have without y'all. So thank you very much.
Last thing, I know you got to get moving here, meet some folks. How about the show tonight? What can we expect? And
man, we're excited. Man, we're excited to be in Pennsylvania, and it's gonna be a party, man. We've had a few weeks off and been back this weekend. It feels good. It's kind of heating up. The summertime's getting here, so everybody's coming out, getting rowdy, having a good time, and man, we're gonna give it all we got tonight for sure.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Tyler Hubbard, one half of the Florida-Georgia line that will be seen on stage tonight. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.